This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Morning, Rabbi Yisai. We have a very interesting topic today. And we'll start with an episode in the Parsha where Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu, they're summoned to perform a miracle in front of Paro and his whole chevra over there. And, you know, they make a nice little trick. They take the stick, they turn into a snake, right? Hocus pocus, abracadabra. And they make a magic. They make a my face, a miracle. And the Torah tells us, Vayasu gam him chartume mitzrayim balateim kain. The sorcerers, the Egyptian magicians, they also did the same thing. And the Malbim picks up on the Lashon of the Pasuk, which implies that they didn't do it in the exact same way that Aaron and Moshe did it. Aaron and Moshe had a different technique, so to speak, than these sorcerers. And the Malbim learns Aaron and Moshe created a snake. It was a real miracle. It was a maifis. They took a stick and they turned it into a snake. Says the Malbim, that is not what the Chartumim did. You know, when I was in a cheder, they told me Chartumim means what? Magician, sorcerer, kishuf. Says the Malbim, there is no kishuf here. This is your standard, you know, pull the quarter out of the ear trick. Achizat einayim. Yeah, achizat einayim. You know, the illusion, you know. Pull the rabbit out of the sleeve, you know. Right, Howard Houdini. What did they do, says the Malbim? They took old snake skin, or what, a fish, taninim, whatever it is, and they took the chartumim, some little chartumim, they crawled into the skin, and the Chachmei Paro said, we're going to create snakes, and as soon as they stuck out the stick, all of a sudden these guys came wiggling in very quickly, faster than the eye could catch. And this was not magic, this was not kishuf, this was achizat hoinayim, and this is what the Chartumim did. Chartumim did not do anything with magic. This was the magic. Right? As they said, the industry has not changed in 2,000 years. It's the same shtick. It's the same business. Right? The same thing, you take, you open up your frosted flakes, so, and you get, you know, the coin trick, you know, you stick the coin in, it disappears. That's all they were doing. There have been no advancements in the field of sorcery for 2,000 years, for 3,000 years. And it says the Malbim, that's exactly what they were doing. Look at number one. Vayasu gamhim chartumei mitzrayim balateim kein. Uvema shaloi omar. The fact that the Torah doesn't say vayasu gamhim kein, it doesn't say they did the same thing. But it says vayasu gamhim chartumei mitzrayim balateim kein beir hahevdel bein ma'ase Aaron ma'aseim. We see the difference between what Aaron did and what the Chartumim did. Shehem loy asu taninim befayal. They didn't actually make these snakes or these fish. Rak asu balateim. Ratzalaymar bitachbulas achizas einayim. They did it with the trick of catching the eye. Sheosa b'mehiros. They did it quickly. Ad shemasa esein haraya, until they tricked the eye. Ve'echos hatachbula. How exactly they did this? Be'er, the Torah explains, v'masha kasav, bayasu gamhem chartumei mitzrayim, ratzaloymar, sheheviu oiroi shel tanina meisim. They brought dead skin of snakes.
Crocodile.
Yeah, whatever it was. V'hachartumim hayu tachas ara taninim. And these magicians, they crawled into the skin. Right? The old gorilla suit trick. Right? V'hisnanu tachteim. They started wiggling around underneath. Ad shenidme shehu tanin chai. Until everyone thought it was a living snake. Misnanea v'doileg mimakim mimakim. Jumping from here to there. Upayal v'yasu, and the verb in the pasuk v'yasu musav al hachachamim v'hamechashvim is going on the chachamim and the mechashvim. What do they do? V'yasu the chachamim. What do they do it with? With the chartumim. The chachamim did it with the chartumim. So Chum said, "You, Mr. Chartum, I want you to crawl into the skin, and we'll do the whole charade." So the topic we'd like to discuss this morning is magic in halacha.
Ooh.
Are you allowed to be a magician? Okay, I'm not talking about sorcery. I'm not talking about real kishuf. Your regular magic trick. You want to pull a scarf, right? You want to card tricks. Achizas oinayim, right? You're not doing any kishuf. You're not tapping into the koichei satoma. You're just You have dexterity of the hands. You can move your hands quicker than people could see. And Rabbi Issa, I'll just tell you, for me, the outcome of this topic was a very big surprise.
What's the Havamina mean for thinking no? Why would you?
Again, according to the Malbim, these Egyptian sorcerers, that's what they were doing. Okay. They were just doing the...
So why would the halakha be against it?
So we'll see.
Stay the hands.
We'll see. They were good at it. They were good. Okay.
Houdini was so good. Nobody
I mean, the Babim knew and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know.
Maybe Moshe did know, but this was...
The Babim knew and Moshe didn't know.
Maybe Moshe knew, but you can't convince the people. If it looks so real, you can't...
Just take it out.
It looked like the same thing. Yeah.
The question you asked me, you want to do it now, if it's sliding hands... you know, the adults will obviously know it's a sleight of hand and they can't figure it out. But they know basically it's really not magic. It's like, but when you're dealing with children, the children really think it's
okay.
Magic.
Okay, so we have to see. That may make a big difference. If people are going to think that, even though some people know it's sleight of hand, if some people are going to think you have supernatural powers, that might be a problem. Okay, we'll start with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin is going, there's a pasuk in the Torah, it says like this. Lois senachashu, v'lois oinenu. Lois oinenu. Right? What does it mean, lois? What does it mean to be a ma'oinen? Right? If you ever wanted to go into the profession, what does it mean to be a ma'oinen? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, samachem adbeis tanur abanon. We're going to have a machloikis between three tanoim. What does it mean to be a ma'oinen? Tanur abanon, ma'oinen, Reb Shimon Oimer, Zeha Mavir Shiva Mine Zachar Alayin. A Ma'oinen is someone who passes seven types of Shikhva Zera over the eyes. Take semen of seven different species, you pass it over the eyes, it causes a certain trance. That's what it means to be a Ma'oinen. That's the opinion of Reb Shimon.
What's
the Ma'oinen? That's what we're trying to figure out. In the Stone Chumash, it says a diviner. But what exactly that means? We have Machlokes three Tanam. Reb Shimon says a Ma'oinen is someone who takes Shechva Zera, puts it over the eye, and somehow that induces a certain supernatural trance. Fine. V'chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say, Ze ha'oiche zeshoinayim.
Tricks.
The lav in the Torah of Lois Oinenu is grabbing the eye. Tricking the eye. Says Rashi, look in the next Maramakum. Oiches etzonayim. Oiches v'soiger enei habriyos. You grab and you close the eyes of people. Umar elohem kilu oisad varm shalpela. You show them as if you're doing a wondrous act. You're not doing anything, right? You go, whew. The quarter's in your hand the whole time, but you make it look like it just popped into your hand. Okay. This is somebody who makes these cheshbonos. When it's good to do something, when it's bad to do something. Today is a good day to start a certain venture. Tomorrow is not a good day to start a venture. It's fine. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That according to the Chachamim, oiches eshoinayim is a lav d'oraisa of lois oinenu. Again, number one is you put the shechva zera over your eyes. Number two, oiches eshoinayim. Number three, you start making calculations what times are conducive to do things.
What is more is concerned with Venus?
Okay. Now there's a complimentary Mishnah in Sanhedrin on Samach Zayinim and Aleph, where the Mishnah says, HaMechashef, someone who does Kishef, right? A Kishef Macher. HaOysa Maisa Chayev, if you actually do an act, you're Chayev Misa. V'loi HaOyches Esoinayim, but not if you just grab the eye. What does that mean? Rabbi Kiva Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Shnayim Loikdin Kishuan. You could have two people, they're picking cucumbers. Echad Loike Pater. One guy, he's picking cucumbers with Kishuf. He's Pater Avalasar. The Echad Loike V'chayev, and you could have another guy, he's picking cucumbers, and he's Chayev Misa. What's the difference? Ha'oisa ma'isa chayiv. If you, you know, tap and you call, you summon the koiches hatuma, right? You summon Osama bin Laden to help you pick the cucumbers, and miraculously the cucumbers come up out of the ground and they come to you, then you're chayiv misa. Right? But if people just think the cucumbers are coming out of the ground, but really they're not, pater, you're pater.
So there's a stira.
So how do we paskin? So let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes, says the following. Look at Halacha Tes, the second part. V'chein ho'eches es ho'inayim. Someone who tricks the eye. Umedame b'fnei haroyim. And he pretends, he deceives the looker, the onlookers. Sha'asa ma'isa timayin. He makes people think that he's doing a wondrous act, and he didn't do anything. You are considered ma'oinen, and you get malchus. Okay, so somebody who makes people think there's a rabbit in his sleeve, right? He goes, abracadabra. By the way, I don't know if there's any truth to this, but some people say, what's the shayrish of abracadabra? It's from Shas. Abra, avra, I will create, kadabra. As I talk,
Kidiburi.
You like it, you like it, you don't like it, you don't. But
we have a choice.
But, anyway, says the Rambam, Hareza Bechlam Oinein Veloika, you get Malkus. Now, if the Rambam says you get Malkus, that's Mashma what? It's an Isser Dereisa.
It's an Isser only if they believe, only if the people watching it are cool. They know it's magic.
Well, the Rambam says, if you're deceiving, if you're acting as if you're doing something wondrous,
if the people are deceived.
No. No, Chesed Ta'inayim.
Doesn't say that. Medame b'fnei haroyim. He doing what he wants.
I thought it was Chayim Misa. Yeah, according to the Chachamim, it's Chayim Mita.
So why is it like it? Medame b'fnei haroyim.
We'll see. Okay, so the Rambam says in Halacha Tes.
What about if he's doing it for himself, not for people? He sits home and he's done it for himself.
What's that? He knows how he's doing it.
Yeah. He enjoys this.
He's practicing in his house.
He doesn't do it in front of people. He does it for himself. Enjoying. That's his hobby. He likes to do it. He's also have a mitzvah.
Well, no, nobody said you chayim miso. Do you get a lot?
Yeah, Chachamim said.
No, Chacham didn't say. No, the Chacham are just telling you what a ma'inin is. Nowhere does the Torah say that a ma'inin gets misa. It says mechashefa loisachaya. It says someone who does kishuf is chayim misa. A ma'inin is not chayim misa. Okay, loikin. It's a lav. Now you want to know if you do it in the privacy of your home. A lav is a lav. The Rambam is just talking to normal people. Why would anybody do magic tricks for themselves? Right? They must be really bored. Yeah. So that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says somebody who's oiches esonayim, loike is mashma, malkis midoy raisa. The Rambam says in Halacha Tesvav, hamechashev chayv skila. Someone who does kishev is chayv skila. That's if you mamish do kishav, right? You summon the powers, right? And you take the guy. All of a sudden, the guy in the back of the shir, he starts lifting up, you know. That's mamish kishav. Aval oiches es hoinayim. Someone who's just tricking people. Vuhu sheyira sha'asa. You're making it look like you're doing something. Vuhu layasa. Like amakas mardas. You get Malkus. Mijabanan. So every Mefarish and their first cousin asks, it's a stira in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says in Halacha Tes that for Oiches Esenayim, Loike, you get Malkus Midaraisa. You get it's a love, it's a full fledged love, Loike. And here the Rambam in Halacha Tesov says, Loike, Makas, Mardas. If a person violates a lav in the Torah, you wear shatnez, so you get makas midaraisa. Someone who violates a lav midrabanon gets makas midrabanon, and then it will be up to the chacham to decide in each circumstance how to give the malkus. It's a different type of malkus. It's a different punishment. it might hurt the same amount, but it's not Makas Medaraisa. And the question is, the Rambam, one halacha basically after another, and halacha Tesi says it's a lav Dairaisa, halacha Tesvavi says it's a lav Mejabanon. Look at number 7 for a moment, the Lecha Mishnah points out, but all the Mefarshim point out. The Kesef Mishnah Gois Maimonis, all the Mefarshim ask, it's a steer in the Rambam. Says the Lecha Mishnah, Divrei Rabbeinu Tumuim. The Rambam is wondrous. Shekan Kasav, here in Halacha Tesi Raisha, Kisha Oichizos, and I am Loike. And later on, Sharei Kasav, Gabe Mechashev, later on he writes, Avala Oichizos, so Anayim, someone who just makes an allusion, Vushi Yira Sha'asav Layasa, Loike Mardos Midrabanon. So that's the Stira in the Rambam. There are many answers to the Stira. We're going to see the answer of the Bach. And the Bach is going to give us a major insight into the sugya. And the Bach turns the whole sugya upside down.
I understand. The wording is different. Because he says, Dafko, Medame Bifnei Haroim. That you're fooling him. What does Medame mean?
You make it look like.
Right.
You make some kind of illusion. That's what.
Haroim, you're fooling.
The Rambam is not commenting on the people's reaction. The Rambam is talking about what you're doing. You're making it look to the people. You're making it look like coins actually grow out of your ear.
Right. And but they're being fooled.
The Rambam doesn't say.
The wording of the Rambam,
if they're not being fooled, then you're not doing anything, right?
No,
the Rambam's not commenting really on. You're making a look to the onlookers as if this is the way it is. Now, if they're not fooled, so then you're going to be out of a job. But what you're doing is you're trying to fool them.
What I'm saying is there's a difference in the lashon.
Why?
The Rambam test and the Rambam test. Well, and that could be
okay.
Point.
Let's see. The Bach turns the whole sugya upside down. And the Bach says like this. There are two kinds of oichez esoinayim. There are two types of illusions. One type of illusion is just sleight of the hand. You're able to move the hand so quickly that even though, right, you throw up the coin and you pull it out of the guy's ear. Now, the people can't see that your hand is able to move so quickly that you're able to snatch the coin out of the guy's ear. But in reality, you're not doing anything. You're just moving your hand very quickly. That's one type of oichez esoinayim. That's just a chachma. It's a trained skill. Your hands are very adept. Your hands are very agile. And you're able to move the hand quicker than people are able to see. That's one kind of oichez esoinayim. Another kind of oichez esoinayim is where you are actually doing something. Using kishuf, using the koiches hatuma, you're able to put people in a trance and make it look to people as if coin is coming out of the guy's ear. It's not a skill, it's kishuf. Which is worse?
Kishuf.
Kishuf is much better.
Wow.
Kishuf is only an Isser Drabanan. Houdini is an Isser Dairaisa, says the Bach. If you're using kishuf to make it look like you're doing something, let's say like this. Everyone's standing there in the field, and you're going to make it look like cucumbers are coming out of the ground and coming into your basket, while in fact nothing's happening. You're putting them in a trance. That's an Isser Drabanan. But if, through sleight of the hand, you're able to run over there, pick the cucumbers, and put in the basket before anyone's able to see, because you could run so quick and move so quick, that's an Isser Dairaisa. So you say, pink fakert, it doesn't make any sense. It's worse to use kishuf. Says the Bach, there's a technicality involved over here. What's the technicality? The technicality is like this. If you would use kishuf, not to make it look like the cucumbers are being picked, but actually to pick the cucumbers, in other words, you call, Osama, come down to here and pick the cucumbers for me, and he comes down and he picks the cucumbers, you're chayiv skila. So any time it's possible to be chayiv skila, if you're not incurring misas bezdin, you can't get malchus either. It's called lav hanitan lemisas bezdin ein loikin alav. So says the Bach, since al yedei kishuf, it's possible to be chayiv misa, how, if you actually use kishuf to do an act, so then if you're not using kishuf to do an act, you're just using kishuf to make it look like you're doing an act, you're not going to get malchus, it will only be an isser drabanan. But if you're going to use sleight of the hand to make it look like you're doing an act, that's an Isser Dairaisa. Hear this?
Wow. Why? Why? Why Dairaisa?
That look like a
money out of tissue? Is that what you're saying?
We're saying even more than that. We're saying that you can't do your standard sleight of the hand magic trick. Make the coin disappear. According to the Bach, if you have a guy, you know, he takes the sheet and he's going to pull a bunny rabbit out of it. And two Adam come and say, you know, you know how to do that. That's loisa einenu. And he does it, we give him malchus. But if the guy would... He never went to school. He just, you know, he's close with the Koiches HaTuma. And he makes a bunny, he makes it look like a bunny's coming out. We can't really touch him. We could give him Malchus Mardus, Malchus Mejabana. What the Bach is saying, it's worse, sleight of the hand is worse than Kishuf.
But do we really today we believe
in Kishuf?
Yes. Someone can do that. Take your rabbit out of nothing.
Why not?
It's tied in with the shit we had on the...
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't personally know any Kishuf Machers. But is it possible, conceptually, if you go down to New Orleans, you know, and to the witch stores over there? I don't know. I never went there. I stay away.
Haiti.
Yeah, you want to go? I don't know.
Haiti.
Yeah.
Well, the definition of Kishuf, where this, they're putting the guy in a trance. Is this thing really happening, or is it just in his mind trance? And when he wakes up from the trance, is that, are the tomatoes in his bed?
No, you're just making it look like that. If, again, if you use Kishuf to do a Maisa, to actually pluck tomatoes, to pluck the cucumbers, Yechayv Skila. But if you use Kishuf to put someone in a trance, to make it look like that's happening, since you're not being Chayv Skila, you can't be Chayv Malchus either.
The first one, are you calling Kishuf or it's not Kishuf?
Which one? Sleight of the hand?
Where somehow it actually gets into the basket.
Through what? Through,
I'm saying,
let's say you take a coin and you go, phew, you make it disappear. But really what you did is you moved your hand so quickly that you hit it from people. That's not Kishuf.
So is there a can you have Kishuf where it actually... happens?
Yeah, well, you can.
So it's not just that you're putting him in a trance and nothing really is happening.
Again, right, but there's a chilek in halacha. If you put someone in a trance, you make it look like something's happening, but nothing really happened. So that's an iser medrabana. But if you use kishuf to actually do something, chayev skila.
You know.
Well, we'll see the Bach inside.
Are they both kishuf, though?
They're both kishuf. Again, what the Bach is doing is he's differentiating between achizas oinayim, magic tricks, and Kishuf. A magic trick where if you're adept at moving your hands very quickly, you pull the rabbit out of the hat. So that's an Isser Dairaisa. But if you're using Kishuf, then it depends. If you're using Kishuf to actually do something, that's Midairaisa and Yechayev Skila. But if you're using Kishuf to make it look like you're doing something, that's only an Isser Drabana.
You can't get Malchus
for that.
You know, I think that the whole concept is not so exactly what you're saying. Because basically, when you do a magic trick, it's not that you don't do something very fast or something, that you take the attention of the other guy away from what you're doing. So you're doing something very regularly, but you made...
You're manipulating them.
Exactly. So this is the whole story. It's not like you do something very fast or you do something that your hand is very, very fast. No,
that's
it's like you do something very regularly, but you take the attention of the guy out of what you do. You do something that he wants. You take his attention here and you do something here. This
okay, it's thing. A skill. It's a skill.
It's a skill. So it's not something, quickly that you move
okay.
Hands.
I think that's a perfect example.
Yeah.
A kishuf is when you levitate a person without any strings. A magic is when you know there's something pulling, you set it up, it's a setup. And the person that's working with you knows that also, and they play along.
Like cutting a body?
Right. There are two types of achizas anayim. One type is you're actually tapping into some kind of force of tuma, and another type is it's a skill, whatever the skill is. Either your hands are adept, you're able to distract people's attention, or you have some kind of invisible string, whatever it is. Let's see the Bach. Says the Bach.
Ulafi anias daiti.
Where is that located? Number 6, on the bottom of the page. Ulafi anias daiti, tetre gavne achizas enayim ninu. There are two types of grabbing the eye. The first type, it's not through kishuf. Ela al yidei mirma. It's deceit. B'tachbula. V'hu b'chlal lois oinenu. This is included in the lav of lois oinenu. V'chein kasav harav b'sefer minyan ha-mitzvot. The Rambam in the Sefer ha-mitzvot says the same thing in Simon Lamed Beis, is alashono. Says the Rambam, if you look, it's also number 8, the Rambam in the Sefer ha-mitzvot, the Rambam says the following. The lashon chachamim ma'oinen, when the chachamim talk about ma'oinen, elu oichazei ho'inayim. Those who grab the eye. V'hu min gadol min ha-tachbula. This is a very great type of skill. Mechubar elav kalas ha-tnua b'yad. You have a certain swiftness of the hand. Ad she-tadama la-anoshim. To the point where it seems to people, she-yase inyanim, that you're doing things, but ein amituslam, there's no truth to it. Some people, they take a string. Now the Rambam is going to tell you about, you know, the ancient magic tricks. People take a string. They stick it into the corner of the baguette. And they pull out a snake. It's not a snake, it's just some kind of string that looks like a snake. Or, here, the old pulling the coin out of the air trick. So you throw up a coin. You stick, you pull it out of the guy's mouth. Right? You see, the industry hasn't changed. Ad kan lashono. Well, is that Amar HaRambam? To this, the Rambam says, you make it appear to the onlookers as if you're doing something, Timon, a wondrous thing. Ain't suffix sha'isa shomaisa ad sha'ocha zeinayim. You're not really doing anything. She'adam lehem kach va'olav hu loike. And you get malchus mishum loisa oinenu. That's the first type of lois oinenu. What's the second type? Hamin hasheni hu ha'oiches esoinayim al-idei kshafim. You actually trick the eye through sorcery. V'hu shemare ki'ilu asa ma'isa. You make it look like you're doing something. V'lo yoisa klum. You're not doing anything. Aye, is that what the Rambam means, that you get malchus midrabanan? But that should be worse than if you just make a coin trick, says the Bach. Since it's possible to be chayiv skila through this type of magic, right? Since it's possible to use kishuf and actually incur skila, how? If you use kishuf and you actually pluck the cucumbers, you actually pull the coin out of the ear, right? If somebody uses kishuf and through kishuf he creates a coin in someone's ear,
it's not right.
You're chayiv skila. So since it's possible to be chayiv skila through kishuf, so in a case where you're just putting the people into a trance and you're not actually doing anything, you're just making it seem as if you're pulling the coin out of the guy's ear, that's only makas mejabanan. Right, Sir Rabbi Isai?
So why achizat inayim will be the right? It should be the rabbanon.
No, achizat inayim through sleight of the hand is the iraisa. Why? Because there's no way to be chayiv skila through a regular achizat inayim. But achizas einayim through kishuf, since it's possible to be chayiv misa, so then in a case where you're not being chayiv misa because you're not actually doing anything, you're just making it look like you're doing something, that you only get malchus midrabanan. So Rabbi said, according to the Bach, your standard magic show for kids, where you're just using sleight of the hand, you're just, you know, using the card tricks, you pull it, right?
Wow.
Asa midaraisa. Because you're not using kishuf. It's not kishuf. It's just sleight of the hand. You're not doing anything. You're just tricking people. You're just distracting people. That, according to the Bach, would be an asa midaraisa. Well, what's he doing? You ever see a magician get up and say, I just want everyone to know I'm not doing anything. You can all do what I'm doing. I just went to a school.
It's not said, but it's implicit.
We know it. You can read the same books he did and go to the same teachers he went to. We can all do it.
We don't find any qualifications of the Rambam, right? The Rambam, if you look at the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, that's what you're doing, right? If you're not being Mara, then...
I think just the title magician today implies that it's being done.
So we'll have to see. We'll have to see.
Why is it like every time we talk about a Sadr Malik Shulma, there's economic instances. Is there a difference in entertainment, or maybe because the kishuv?
You're getting a benefit out of it.
He thinks that you did the job. He thinks he's got a thing of cucumbers, and really, that's causing the whole problem. That's because it's leading to a monetary loss. I think at work, I filled up a barrel of cucumbers, and he took my.
Whatever. I think that's just like an example of the olden day magic.
Okay.
You know,
it's not
specifically dependent on a benefit or a loss.
Okay.
To me, it would seem from the Bach so far, the Bach and according to the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvah, I mean, look, the Rambam is saying that a guy who throws a coin up in the air and pulls it out of your mouth gets Malkus. The guy is not saying he's a Malach, he's not saying he has supernatural powers, he's just doing a trick, and the Rambam says, Yechayev Malkus. We'll have to see.
But in the case of Kishuv...
Yeah. So again, Kishuv is better.
Okay, that is, let's say... a doctor goes to a house and somebody is very sick and says, you know what you should have? You should boil garlic and drink it. And in that context, there is no garlic. So he says, I know a guy who can put garlic in your pan and like kishuv.
And the garlic appears in the pot?
Appears in the pot.
So he's chayev skila.
But he's doing it to save someone. Save someone's life.
Oh, you want to know, could you use kishuv for bikuach nefesh?
Yeah.
You're allowed to violate a lot for bikuach nefesh.
I just use cucumbers, I'm using garlic.
I hear. Oh. Look, the question is, if kishuv is included in avodah zara,
yeah,
so then you can't use it even to save a life. If it's not included in avodah zara, then you would be allowed to.
So achizat enayim is worse than kishuv?
But right now what we're saying is achizas einayim is worse than kishuv.
Why? Well, kishuv is also the writer.
No, it depends what kind of kishuv.
No, real kishuv.
Real kishuv. No, real kishuv yichayev misa.
Oh.
But kishuv where you actually use kishuv to make the person think you're doing something and you're not, that's
the
only drabana.
What do you mean you're using real kishuv to seem like it...
Oh, if somebody somehow... summons up.
Right there, where you say you're using real kishuv.
No, somebody taps into the kochos atoma. Yeah, somebody taps into kochos atoma, puts the guy in a trance, and now to this guy it seems like cucumbers are being picked. But really,
seems like the minute you go into using kochos atoma,
why are you not chayv misa immediately? Because the Bach says because it's a lav she'im by maisa. You're not doing anything. But if you use kishuv to actually do something, then you're chayv skila.
A gdusha. Like shema mefarash, you can use it.
You're not supposed to use.
You want to know? Should you make nisim?
Yeah.
So Chaim Lezner says there's a gemara that says there was somebody he had a child and Nebuch the mother passed away, and he made a miracle and the child was able to nurse from the father. Amar Abaye kama garua ishse. How despicable is this guy? So we think it's despicable because he's nursing. No, because he's matriach Hashem to change the laws of nature. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, it's not a maila to make miracles. You know, people say, I'm going to go to a Baal Moifes. If you know a great person is able to do a miracle, that does not add anything to his credentials.
Why we go to get brachos? This is a
to go brachos?
So what Elisha did with that boy, with that lady, Elisha, he made him alive. That boy.
This is we'll keep this as a separate topic.
Next week.
Okay. So
Moshe killed
bottom line.
The Shem Mefarash.
Bottom line.
He matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's not so pashut. It's not so pashut. Okay. Rabbi Said, bottom line. Do we paskin like the Bach? Says the Shach.
Yeah.
We paskin like the Bach. Look at number 9. Oy chizas oy naim. Ayin Bach, shekosav b'shem harambam. Degam achizas einayim she'eno al yedei kishuf, rak al yedei marav v'tachbulois, v'al yedei kalas hatnua b'yad, osur. It's also right, number 9, still on the first sheet. The Shach in Yoredeisim Kufayin Tes quotes the Bach and the name of the Rambam that even just to manipulate people's vision through Kalos HaTnua, through sleight of hand, is Aser. says the Shachuch Dvarav Mevuar B'Divrei HaMagila Maimani. The opinion of the Bach is Mashma in the Hagois Maimonis. So the Shach, right? We're talking about mainstream halacha. The Shach paskins like the Bach that Achizas Hoinayim is Aser Medayraisa. The Chaye Adam in the Chachmas Adam, right? All right, you don't get mainstream halacha. The Chachmas Adam says,
yeah.
Look what he says. Oidam Ru Chazan number 10. Eizehu Ma'oinein, what is Ma'oinein? Zeh Ha'oichezes Hoinayim. A magic trick. Min ha'tachpula mechubar elav kalas ha'tnua b'yad ad she'tadam la'anoshim she'yase inyonim ena mitasim behem k'may shenira oisam yasu tamid yekhu cheva v'yosim oisam b'knaf b'gdeyam v'yotziu nachash v'yashach tabas la'avir v'yachakach yotziu mipi adam echad oim elefanav oisam zel loike. The Chachmas Adam quotes the Rambam and the Bach as halach lamaisa that your simple magic trick making a coin disappear is an isser d'iraisa. Says the Chachmas Adam u'mizet tira. From here you'll see Sha'isan Habadchanim. These Badchanim, these clowns, these jokers, Sha'isim Kidvarim Elo ala Chasanois. They come to a chasana and they start making different hocus pocus. Vinikrayan Teshenspieler. In Yiddish we call them Teshenspieler. Taschenspieler. Oivrim Belav Doiraisa. They're over a laugh. What about those who hire them? They're over lifnei iver loisitei nuchshel. The hametzave laasoisam, those who order them, those who hire them, over bishum lifnei iver. And if you're present, you need to stop them. V'lachein misha biyadei limchais, tzarech limchais.
Wow.
Are you allowed to watch the show? Avada not. V'chosha kein sha'asa lehistako v'loroisam. You're not allowed to watch the show. So what do you do if you want entertainment?
Get a guy.
Get a guy. Avalim who guy? You could watch it then.
Guy can watch.
You could watch. You could hire him. You could pay him a lot of money. Avalim who guy sha'ose nearly demutter lerois. If the guy's a guy, you're allowed to watch it. Okay, Rabbi Sai, turn over your sheets. Yeah. Because a guy. Hashem never told a guy loisa einenu. Hashem only told Klal Yisrael loisa einenu. So you could hire a Goyish magician, you could watch him, you could pay him nicely. A Jewish magician?
No.
Don't hire him, don't watch him.
What about the puppet show?
His name is in my memory. He has become the biggest magician in Las Vegas. He gets tons of money and
Rabbi Yisrael, let's see.
David Copperfield, yeah.
Let's continue on here.
What about puppet show?
What?
Puppet show. The hiding behind the things and the play with the... They don't know the kids, who they are of them.
By definition, puppet means there's a hand in there. Let's see. By the way, just to add some fuel to the fire, the Pischei Tshuva... On Yaradea, quotes the Chachmas Adam halach lamaisa, magic trick is an Isser Daraisa. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says openly, magic is an Isser Daraisa. Comes along the Metzudas David. Metzudas David is the Radvaz. Radvaz is, was the Rav, the chief rabbi in Egypt for 40 years. He was the Rebbe. Of the Arizal.
Yeah.
And the Shita Mikubetzis. The Radvaz wrote more than 2,500 tshuvas in his lifetime. Later on, he came to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Radvaz, number 13. The Radvaz wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahis, actually Al Pisoid, but he brings in some interesting halachos in there. Says the Radvaz, number 13, Shaloi lo'oinein, shenemra lo'is oineinu, amr chazam milashon oine. We should not say, you know, it's a good thing to start work at 10:15. You know, 10:15 is a mazel dik of time. 1 and 5, it's 6, the lucky number. You don't do that. Including this is magic tricks. The Kos of Haravzal, who's the Rav? The Rambam. Shehu min mimine hatachbula. That's magic. Metzuraf Ela of Kalas Hayadayim. Including this is, you know, if you have swift movement of the hand, via Tamo Isra Lefidarka. Why? The Rambam says, why should it be us there to pull a coin out of someone's ear? What's wrong? No, you're not tapping into Kachas Atama. Why can't you make a card trick? Says the Rambam, very interesting thing. Sheyashivu Itzal Ha'amayin V'Hanashim Ha'Na'arim. Because you're going to cause the women and the children to think that Hadvarim Hanimnam B'Tachlas Hamniya Efsharim. You're going to make people think that the impossible is possible. Ah, so a woman's going to start to read the Chumash, and she's going to read about Makas Arbe, Makas Choshech, Kriyas Yamsuf, and you know what she's going to say? The Jews hired Houdini, and they made people think like the sea split. Because if you're going to pull coins out of people's ears, people are going to start believing, start losing faith in miracles. And therefore, this is really a terrible distraction, and it's going to cause people to be oikar their amuna and nisim. Says the Rambam, v'yavayu lichbar benisim uvikare adas. Says the Radvaz, I disagree with the Rambam. Says the Radvaz, you're telling me that if I could move my hand very quickly, it's an iser d'oraisa? I mean, come on. You're, right, so then maybe you can't play baseball. You can't be a pitcher if you could throw the ball 90 miles an hour. So that's also should be aser. Says the Radvaz. What?
A curveball.
Yeah, the splitter. Right. The slider should be aser. Avol rachayk etzli. Says the Radvaz. It is far fetched. Lekabel to accept. Shehis chayiv hatorah malkus that the Torah is going to make you chayiv malkus al hatachbula for a trick. V'kalas hayadayim. What is usher? What's usher is you call the shadim, you call a shade to help you out and to pull a trick. That's usher. But just because you can move your fingers very quick and you could pull a coin, you could pull a rabbit, it's not logical to me, says the Radvaz, that would be Chayiv Malkus. By the way, the Tiferes Yisrael HaMishnayis also agrees with the Radvaz that it's only usher to summon shadim or Koiches Atuma, but just a sleight of the hand. Says the Tfaras Psalm number 14, the last line, Aval ha'oiches ha'enayim shaloi bekishuf mutter l'chatchila. But we have the Rambam, we have the Bach, we have the Shach, Chaye Adam, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who say it's Asar Medaraisa. The Radvaz Misvara says it's permitted. Says Rebbe Avadya Yosef in the Yabia Omer.
Yeah.
He quotes the Radvaz in the first six lines, first 10 lines or so. Look on the last, about 10 lines down, in number 15, the last one line is Nira.
Yeah.
Says the Ravad Yosef, after quoting the Radvaz, Nira Shaharadvaz Tano Upalig Adas Harambam Bazeh. The Radvaz maybe feels it's permitted, but he's arguing with the Rambam. Now, how could the Radvaz argue with the Rambam? The Radvaz is like an achron almost. Yeah. He's like an earlier. He's like Tanu Upalig. He has the kayach to argue on the Rambam. But
he could argue with the Shulchan.
He could argue with the Shulchan. Yeah. Says Rabbi Avadya Yosef, two lines down, Nira she'en lanu lazus midivrei HaRambam. But we can't move away from the words of the Rambam. Shemachmer gam b'chizas einayim shloya yidei kishuf. The Rambam is machmer that you can't do a magic trick even if you're not using kishuf. Rav Avadya goes on to say that even the Radvaz would agree that it's aser midrabanan to do magic. Skip to the next column.
Midrabanan, no midoraita.
Midrabanan.
We said that it's doraita.
No. The Rambam says it's midoraita. The Rabbi Avad Yosef says that even the Radvaz, who says it's permitted, he would agree it would be Asar Majabanan. Okay? Now look in the second column of Rabbi Avad Yosef, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines from the bottom. Ulufima, the first word on the line, Ulufima Shekasa B'Shem HaRambam B'Achinuch. Rabbi Avadya writes, according to what I wrote in the name of the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, Yesh bazeh iser Torah vadai, she'en lahakal bazeh mishum simchas chasam v'kala. Says Rabbi Avadya, the Chachmas Adam says the same thing. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. The Maram Shik says the same thing. And therefore Rabbi Avadya, Yosef Paskins halach l'maisa, a magic trick is an iser d'oraisa.
Wow.
By the way, if you want, in the Yichav Adas, Chelak Gimel Simen Samaches, Rabbi Avadya writes, explicitly, he says, "Achizas ho'enayim afilo idei kalos hatnua uzrizos vein sham kishuv klal asura min atayra." Many years ago, there was a sefer put out in memory of a young Talmud in Tel Yeshiva who passed away, and they published this tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe was asked the following question. Rav Moshe was asked, it came into the Igros in the second latest ayam in Chelek Ches, but it wasn't originally published in the Igros Moshe. And the question is, the word on the street is, Rav Moshe, you permit magic. Is it true, Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe said, no, it's not true. I never permitted it. But I'll tell you the truth. I was giving a shir, and I was learning through the sugya, and I said a svara, like you mentioned before. And the svara is that Rav Moshe says, how could the Torah aser you to do something just because you're quick with your hands? It's not mistaber. Rav Moshe says, was it aser for the Shvatim to send Naphtali from Eretz Yisrael to run to Mitzrayim? It should be aser. Because why did they send Naphtali? He could run faster than anybody else. But maybe people are going to think he's using Kishuf. The answer is, if you could do something well, you're allowed to do it as long as it's natural. Says Rav Moshe, it's not mistaber to me that the Torah would aser such a thing. And therefore I said the following svara. If everybody knows... What? Chushim. No, they sent Naphtali. Chushim was the one who killed...
Chushim killed
Esa, right? Esa. Naphtali was the one who sent...
Naphtali ayala shlucha.
So says Rav Moshe, he feels, if it's obvious to everyone that this guy doesn't have supernatural powers, he's just doing a trick that he developed and he honed in on, and he makes the disclaimer, I'm not Superman, I'm just doing a trick, and you could all do the same trick if you learn how to do it. Rav Moshe says, I feel, misvara, that should be permitted. But did I ever say it's permitted? No. I never paskin halach l'maisa is permitted. I just said misvara, it should be mutter. What if, Lu Yitzur, somebody...
What kind of psych is this?
Lu Yitzur, what if theoretically someone would come to me and say, Rav Moshe, is it permitted to do a magic trick? What would I answer?
No.
I couldn't answer the question. Because the Shach asers it. And the Bach asers it. And the Rambam asers it. And the Chochmas Adam asers it. And the Pesachei Tshuva asers it. So out of kavod to these gedolim, who am I to matter it? So I would be mishtamed. I would slip out of the answering the question.
So if somebody has an...
But what if somebody would be a big nudge and say... But what's the halacha? And I would say, I can't answer the question. And he would say, no, but what would you say?
Yes.
And I would, you know, start walking away. And he would hold, but Moshe, what's the halacha? I would tell him it's mutter. But since nobody ever asked me, and I never said it, the answer is no, I never said it's mutter to do magic.
Wow.
So halacha l'maisa, what do we come out? It's probably best not to.
Yeah,
it's probably best not to.
There's only one there.
It's probably best. The Rambam, the Bach, the Shach, the Chochmas Adam, the Kitzur, Rabbi Avadya Yosef, they say it's an Isser Dairaisa. By the way, the Chazon Ish also says, Mipi Hashmur, like Rav Moshe, that if it's obvious to everyone and the person gives a disclaimer, it would be permitted. And Rav Moshe Sturmbach writes in the Tshuvas V'Hanhagos that if the magician puts up a sign that this is just a trick, you could all learn it, you could all do it, and I don't have special koichos, then it would be permitted. But again, you're fooling around with an Isser Dereisa over here. So, did Rav Moshe ever say it's mutter?
No.
Would Rav Moshe ever say it's mutter? No.
Only if you hold
if you push
them.
Him and you would ask him and you'd force him, what would he say? Yeah, let's read Rav Moshe inside. Let's read one second. Turn over your pages on the last page, number 3. Look first at this paragraph, the middle paragraph in the first column. Zehu mash amarti bazeh derech halimud. This is the svara I said in the course of just learning it. Avaloi hoya hadavar yatsa mimeni b'hayra she'el al maisa. I never said it as a psak. Now skip down to the bottom paragraph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines to the bottom. Aval al kapanim lahayra lamaisa loy bali yadi inyan zeh. Halacha lamaisa, nobody ever asked me, is magic permitted? V'loy shamati shebekan oisim bar chanus b'chlal. And That which the Chachma Sadam said that at a chasana, the Badchanim are now to do magic, Rav Moshe says, nowadays I never saw Badchanim at a chasana pulling rabbits out of their sleeves. And the few times I was at a chasana where there was a badchan, all they did is they sang the yichas in some rhyme. No one ever heard this from me, that you're allowed to do magic. We're learning, and I said a svara. But I never gave a psak. It's mutter. Even though I have no suffix what the halacha is. I know what the halacha is, but I never said what the halacha is. The imhayabala maisa. And what if somebody would come to me and ask me what's the halacha? Hayisa mishtamatna. I would slip out from answering this question. Mimnei kavod Rabbi Seinu ha'isrin. Out of in deference to all the achronim who aser. But if theoretically someone would come to me and I couldn't wiggle out of it, I would pass in the bederach tivi. If it's done in a natural way, if they don't turn off the lights and make spooky noises, and it's known and it's obvious, that's what I would say if someone would ask me and force me to answer the question. But nobody ever forced me. Rav Sternbach said that he heard from his father-in-law, who heard from the Chazon Ish, that if it's obvious, and if the person gives a disclaimer, it would be permitted.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.